All right, open your Bible with us.
Let me get mine open.
To 1 Samuel, chapter 30. 1 Samuel. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel. Let me get there in my Bible. Chapter 30. We are reading from the Holman Christian Bible. Holman Christian Translation of the Bible. All right, Samuel, where are you? I know you're in the Bible because I read you the other day. Amen. Here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And let's pick up at verse 1. I will probably skip some verses, and these names in Hebrew language, and you know, it's translated from the original Hebrew, they got some funny names. So y'all help me out this morning, all right? Glory to God. Here's what we're going to talk about. Listen to this. Hallelujah. It is time for you to take possession of what is rightfully yours. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about money this morning. That's what I'm targeting. I am targeting. M-O-N-E-Y. Money. And I'm reading from the Holman translation. David and his men arrive in Ziklag on the third day. The Amalekites had raided and the Negev, attacked and burned Ziklag and burned down Ziklag. Okay. They also What did they do? They also kidnapped the women and everyone in its form, the youngest to the oldest. And they had killed no one, but what happened? But they carried them off as they went on their way. Verse 3. And when David and his men arrived at the town, they found it burned down. Their wives, sons, and daughter had been kidnapped. Now, what would happen to you, men? You've been off in serving in the place that you should serve, whether your country or your county or community, whatever. See, I served my country many years ago, and I went to a fun saw and got shot at, and I shot back. Amen. But you come home, your family been kidnapped. How would you feel? What would that do to you? Would you be excited about it? They gone, goody, goody, goody. No. The Bible said, and David and the troops with him did what? Wept loudly until he had no more strength to weep. the left to weep. They wept themselves out of strength. And David, too wise, Ahinoam, the Jezreel, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Canaanite, had also been what? Kidnapped. David was in a difficult position because the troops talked about what? Stoning him. We went out here to fight and serve, follow you, and we get back here and now all our family's gone and they want to stone David. I hope since the years I've been pastoring this church, I hadn't been in that position for y'all. Y'all want to stone me. And I imagine a few have thought about stoning me. That's all right. I'm still here. I do like Paul. I'm going to come back. Hallelujah. I'm not going anywhere until I finish what God put me in the earth to do. He said he was in a difficult position because the troops talked about stoning him, and they were all very bitter over the loss of their sons and daughters. All right? But David found strength where? In the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, son of Ahimelech, bring me an ephod. And Abiathar brought it to him. Keep going. And David asked the Lord. See, that's what you do when you get in a hard situation. Don't try to figure it out on your own. Because you try to figure out on your own, you already hurt, half mad, and upset and kind of half scared too, afraid. Because if somebody talking about stoning you, that's not a good thought. And David lost his family too, just like they lost there. And David asked the Lord, should I pursue these raiders? Will I overtake them? And the Lord replied to him, what? Pursue them, for you will what? Certainly overtake them and rescue the people. That's what he said, didn't he? You will do what? Suddenly overtake them and rescue the people. All right. I'm going to skip down to verse, I believe, 18. Let's go to verse 18. You can read to other in between. David did what? How much did he recover? The Amalekites has taken. He also rescued his two wives. And what else? Nothing of theirs was missing. From the youngest to the oldest, including what? The sons and daughters. Of all the plunder the Amalekites had taken, David got everything back. David got everything back. Now, is David special? And you and I just somebody on the earth just existing? Or do you think God wants you to get everything back? What do you think? Some of you,